WHND Monroe.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the original Jukebox Memories on WHND Monroe, Detroit.
WHND, Motor City.
All right, Igor, you take the mummy's head and twist right. I'll take the mummy's feet and twist left. And we'll produce some mummy juice. All right, now let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when we first squeezed the mummy? Let's twist again. Mummy time is here. Now down and round, up and down we go. We'll produce the juice that we love so. And then, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. You remember last summer, Igor, when we twisted that fellow right out of his skin? What's that flying around up there? Is it a bat?
No!
Is it a vampire?
No!
Is it the twister?
Ah!
Let's twist again. It's the mummy season. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when we first started squeezing, Igor? Let's twist again. Mummy time is here, oh dear. And round and round and up and down. Oh, okay. And we'll produce the juice that we love so. And then, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. One more time, let's twist again. Mummy time is here.
Who are we?
You are obsolete.
Who is it?
Oh.
Who's there? Hello?
My name is Dr. Peter, and I'm going to kill you.
I am on a mountain.
I know we're being stalked.
Incredible! Race of giants here! Race of giants!
Just over that rim there, about 100 yards.
This aircraft has gone back into time.
You're 10 years old again, Pip. How come you're 10 years old again?
All the time I need and all the time I want. Time.
Look!
Time.
Look, I swear it isn't me! I swear it isn't.
You had no dream, Captain.
It's a cookbook. When will I take the bandages off?
I believe you're going my way.
Well, the night before Halloween,
to my house, not a monster was stirring, not even a mouse. Igor was snuggled, all safe, in his bed. He lay there so still, you'd think he was dead. The bats were all hung around the chimney with care, hanging there, planning which people to scare. And wrapped in his coffin, I, my lab, creating a monster still warm on his slab. When all of a sudden I heard such a clatter, I ran from my lab to see what was the matter. I ran to the chamber, quick as a flash. There were my monsters doing the mash.
Everybody!
I broke up the party and put them away. and told them to rest, for tomorrow's their day. When all of a sudden the clock struck 13 and Frankenstein yelled, "It's Halloween! Up, Igor Dracula, out of your bed. Let's go downtown and wake up the dead." And as the whole gang started off in the night, I heard them all singing,
"Happy Halloween to all, and to all a good time."
I dig you the most. We trust our songs have set you at ease, those good old haunting melodies. We've done our very best, it's true, to scare the life out of you.
People say that I'm very cruel. They even call me a gory ghoul. They don't understand why I rob the dead. I'm only trying to get ahead.
I'm just like Dr. Jekyll, they say. Creating monsters is my forte. If you are ill, here's what I'll do. I'll make a new man out of you.
I said line up before and I meant it.
Would you fall into something, dummy?
Alan, no plumbing.
I have finally finished 12 long years of psychotherapy, and I'm now able to tell you just what I think of you. Please call me.
Mommy, mommy, before I go to bed, there's something I'd like to know. Where did I come from? Tell me, please.
That's what to know. Go to sleep.
If you've enjoyed a scary tale, it's time you monsters get out and play.
The moon is bright.
It's full tonight.
A happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.
North by Northwest. The Birds, Psycho.
Yes.
Mr. Hitchcock.
Tom really had to dig to find some of these tunes.
That's right.
What are you taking me, kid?
That was a cutting remark.
Hope you're enjoying our Halloween spooktacular here. Let me push a button here, the horror phone.
Good.
We'll call it tonight here, the horror phone.
313-298-7560. Request only for next week.
Who's on the line?
Good evening, Count Tom.
Drack the Knight here. Drack the Knight. And what is this? Baron Von...
This is the Roadman Mitch.
Baron Von Mitch.
Baron good evening.
Good evening.
And what would you like to talk about, Baron?
Well, I wanted to mention a couple of Detroit horror memories. One being the ghoul, and the other one, a ghost of Honey Radio past, Count Boogula, our alias, Fred Boogie Bryant.
I just did a show with Count Boogula on Wednesday night.
He's
and
still
he
working
is as horrible as ever. He's doing well.
Oh, I tell you, what a great performer. And hey, let's not forget the ghoul, the guy that put the Pop Goes the Weasel in the microwave.
I've got an autographed picture of the ghoul.
Oh, I tell you, what a fantastic guy. You know, I tell you, it's just memories like this, guys, that really makes this show click. You guys are fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
And our horrible listeners like you.
Oh, You're the terrific trio.
Hey, that's great. Good to hear it. Support our sponsors.
Thank you, Mitch.
We'll get them going. Thanks, Mitch.
We'll send a song out, too. I don't know which one, but you'll know when it happens.
You'll come flying your way.
Thank you, my friend.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Of the seven candles, a coffee's slightly loud. They never put him down. The riverfront was quiet, with the break of dawn in sight, when this fetus congregation gathered for the night.
You don't need to spell it out. I've heard ugly words before.
In a non-conforming way, he sunk his teeth into the neck of a feet who'd gone astray. A bloody scream of murder from those teeth marks that did bore. A smoke air filled with silence as the body hit the floor. Scooby, Ooby, Dooby, said the wolfman to the crowd. Beeby, oop, lop, booby, man, like make with my shroud. And these words took on black magic as the faces stand and stare. For rising from the floor was a body growing hair. Chibi, doop, boop, booby, looby, looby, booby, is it? No one understood it, but you bet your life they listened. Scooby, booby, dooby, said the wolfman to the crowd. And these words taught black magic as the faces stand and stare. For rising from the floor was that body growing hair.
Now, don't go to mean mouthing him right off. He's trying to live down a bad family name as it is.
No one understood it, but you bet your life they
The sound you hear is dripping blood. This is the start of Black Sunday.
King Kong! The horror picture of all time.
Don't let him get me! No!
A beautiful girl torn from the arms of her lover by a jungle beast. King Kong!
Battle between prehistoric monsters on an island time forgot.
A nightmare jungle creature from the primeval past stalking midnight streets.
My baby! It's got my baby!
See the thrill classic of all time, the biggest gorilla picture ever made in motion picture history, the jungle epic that can never be duplicated.
See RKO's original
King Kong.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm here, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia. Reporting, we're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The Army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire. Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein. Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on bandstand.
What is it, Dad?
It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
Some great editing on
Jukebox
that.
Jukebox memories. I don't know about great editing. Some horrible editing.
Well, I thought it was. I thought it was great. I don't know.
Greg, you're looking a little better than when the
Listen,
Mad Doctor.
You just played Morgus a few minutes ago. That made my night. Where else, anywhere in Detroit, are you going to hear Morgus? And with due respect to Sonny Elliott and Marilyn Turner, Morgus was my favorite weather person back in
the
old days.
He used to do the on this TV screen. They would have the weather. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah,
sure
and
do.
He would bring the machine, the Wayback or the weather machine in.
Yeah, and where I work in our cafeteria, the cook that we used to have there, he looked and talked like Morgus. I used to think that was what Morgus was doing these days.
What do you think he cooked?
Not to be
speculate on that.
Not to be confused with the Wayback Machine. I bet you don't remember Todd Purse. Area code 313-298-7560 for your request for next week. Give us a call.
What I am, Sonny, is about 50 pounds heavier and one hell of a lot meaner, so you better straighten up your act. I don't think I'll like it.
When I asked my baby for a date, she said she'd rather stay at home up late. Say my cold, cold kisses give her chills, but the spooky, spooky movies always give her thrills. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. Bow, 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 bow. She said if I look like a King Kong, a big and hairy and a mean and strong, I might have a chance to compete with the thing she calls the creature from the deep. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. Bow, 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 bow.
All right, gang, I want you to tell me, as soon as we enter the School of Rock and Roll, who was singing that last song? Are you ready? Let's go.
Well, have the School of Rock and Roll session all year long.
Oh, I'm sick already.
Oh, yeah. All right, gang, who sang that last song?
How many dunce cabs are you going to give out? I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to say Bobby Vinton.
Bobby Vinton? No, it was not Bobby. Let me give you a little more of the song here. Who's singing this, gang?
When I asked my baby for a date, she said she'd rather stay at home up late. Say my cold, cold kisses, give her chills.
Obviously, right. We're stuck, so 298-7560.
I don't know. Greg thinks he knows here.
No, I'll make a fool out of myself, but I'm just going to take a wild stab and say Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando. No, it's not Tony Orlando. The well, spooky movie song.
It's obviously not Johnny Cash.
No.
Or Buck Owens.
No.
313-298-7560.
Morgus?
It's not Morgus.
He had a big
Breezy.
Hit.
Who do you think it is? Bobby Rydell. No, it's not Bobby Rydell.
He had a big hit in 63, you said?
Well, it was a flip side. It was the flip side of a big hit. Let's just say it came out in 63, and it's somebody we all know.
Locally?
No. No, no, it isn't her.
Sounds like somebody I used to go out with.
Huh? Oh, yeah? You used to go out with a lot of deadbeats.
But you should have seen his respiratory system. His arteries were hard enough to pound through 2 inches of concrete.
Oh, the doctor's back.
Yeah, I heard
him. Here I am.
Yeah, he's going to take those stitches out. All right, 298-7560. If you think you know who did the spooky movie song, we don't have... Come on, gang. Got to have a lot of dunce hats for this one. Got to send this one out to my deadbeat buddy here, Bo Brown. It's the takeoff on I Like by Tom T. Hall. It's called...
I like smoking me some grass, getting cut with class, sniffing my cocaine and pain. Noses full of snot, dead things when they rot, belching just for fun and scum. And I like you too. I like smacking little boys, breaking all their toys, needles in my arm and arm.
While insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
I like catching me the flu, snails in a stew, armpits when they're wet and sweat. And I like you too.
Are you drunk or something?
I like shankers on my tongue, sniffing monkey dung, scumbags of all sorts and warts. I like barfing on nice rugs, chewing little slugs, leeches sucking blood and mud.
Jekyll and Hyde, I guess I'm just a Jekyll and Hyde.
go insane.
Yeah. So we're still trying to guess that song.
I gave everybody a hint.
Yes, you did.
He was a country artist who crossed over in the pop charts, and everybody knows the artist. And what were you guessing? Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash.
Loretta Lynn.
Reese, what did you guess? Conway Twitty. Greg, what did you guess?
Glenn Yarbrough.
Glenn, yes.
Yeah, Bobby Bear.
Not Bobby Bear. Who is it? Who sang My Baby Loves the Spooky, Spooky Movies in 1963? It's a good thing I got a big supply of dunce hats here.
Yeah, we need them tonight.
Know what I'm saying, gang?
Yeah.
They know.
And you said he had a couple crossover hits, correct?
Yep, a couple of them.
And I'm sure most of those songs were played around the Detroit area by the legendary Dave Schaefer, who
yes,
will be our special guest next week.
Next week? Oh, I grew up listening to Jack the Bellboy. Jack the Bellboy.
Don't say that, because if he's listening, he's going to say, I must be getting old. I don't want him to feel like he's any older than he is. But Dave was a tremendous legend at several radio stations, still is, always
legend
will be.
Legend is forever. Don't forget that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And he's my all-time favorite, because mm-hmm. I think he's the first that I identified
with. Yeah, and I had the honor of working with Dave at the old WCAR way back when, and it was an honor for me to do that, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Dave next week and reminiscing about the good old days of Detroit radio.
Yeah, you meet some class people, but not too many Dave Schaefers come around.
Nope.
And listen, I got to tell you once again about a great dance that's coming up Saturday, November 4th. It's the Mayor's Committee for Underprivileged Children. It's having their 30th annual dinner dance at the VFW Hall, number 3323, located at 1055 Wayne Road in Westland, Michigan. The tickets are $17.50 a person, which includes your favorite liquid refreshments. The party runs from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., featuring the fantastic Latin Counts. And I understand that Joey Finazzo may be performing there that night, too. So that's Saturday, November the 4th. It's for a good cause, and have a great time with the Latin Counts.
I hope that witch goes home. Hey, we have a correct answer.
You're kidding.
298-7560. Here's a guy that's going to show all of you guys up today. We have Bill in Brownstown. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom?
Bill, how did you know? First of all, who was it?
It was Roy Clark.
It was Roy Clark.
Wait a minute. I guess Buck Owens. That should have come.
No. It was do you remember what it was the flip side of?
Nope.
It was the flip side of Tips of My Fingers,
okay.
Which charted for him in 1963. How did you know it was Roy?
Because you played it back about the beginning of this year sometime. It was the first time I ever heard it, and it just stuck in my brain.
Well, that's what I get for playing this.
What a memory.
Good work. You don't get the dunce hat. You get the star in your forehead, Bill. These guys get... You want to come down here and take over?
Wasn't Roy Clark, though, the half of Buck Owens on Hee Haw?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep, he sure was. That's why I told you you'd know him. Well, Bill, congratulations. You enjoying the Halloween music?
No problem.
You enjoying the music?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's
good.
Great.
Thanks
great
for listening. Bill. And we will talk to you next week, I hope.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tom, I got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you'd even have it or not, but there was a song out probably right around 60, 61. It was about the Battle of Gettysburg.
Battle of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
July 3rd in 63, I was a corporal in the infantry, and I left my home in Tennessee, for I must follow General Lee. You remember that?
Yeah,
oh,
I think
yeah.
I do.
No, I know
let me see if I can dig that up for next week for you.
I'd be eternally grateful.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Bill got it.
Roy Clark.
Roy Clark. That was the guy who did it. So let's go back. We got about a half an hour to go with more great Halloween music. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have to close the School of Rock and Roll?
I think we should after that.
Should we, gang, should we close the School of Rock and Roll?
I'm sick already.
Gravy, special gravy, a very special gravy for my in-laws tonight. I'm serving dinner to my in-laws tonight. I'll be a winner if I play the game right. Got a gravy, oh, what a gravy, that's gonna kill all my in-laws' appetite. I got
gravy
for my mother-in-law. I got
gravy,
it's my greatest pride. I got for my father-in-law. A very special gravy with some cyanide. I'll make it thick so I can make it hide. The special seasoning I put inside. Lots of onions, lots of garlic, and just a little bit of cyanide. I got
gravy
for my mother-in-law. I got
gravy.
It's my special pride. I got
gravy
for my brother-in-law. A very special gravy with some cyanide. Put some on the mashed potatoes, that's what I'll do. Mix it up there. I'll just take a little taste of it there. Oh, it's absolutely delicious. Gotta make sure I got enough here. I know before this ghoulish night goes by, once more I'll be a free and happy guy. And by midnight, I'm in the graveyard. With a shovel and several corpse to necktie. Digger! For my mother-in-law. Digger! It's my greatest pride. Digger! For my sister-in-law. All thanks to special gravy with some cyanide. I got
gravy!
For my mother-in-law, Digger, I got
gravy!
For sweet sister-in-law, I got to another CEO. Who did I forget? This Uncle Andy. And Grandmama.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
I said line up before, and I meant it.
Yeah, he looked at me, and his eyes seemed to burn like fire. Then he spoke and said, I'll fix that little old car. So if you ever see him, don't shriek and hide your face. A friendly man, that creature from outer space.
What's up? the things you do.
I still think Spike Jones should have been considered part of that answer. Hey, still got time for requests for next week. Area code 313-298-7560. You're in tune to Jukebox Memories on Honey Radio, along with Greg Dennis, Tom Knight, The Breeze, and myself, Bo Brown. Having a lot of fun on our Halloween special. Tom, we got to talk about some great people over at Avon Mirror. Great product. Need new windows, shower doors.
And it's the time, it's kind of like the off-season right now for that, so I'll bet you there's some good prices.
Oh, certainly. We've been through the showroom many a times. You've been down there, and some great people. Vince Minnelli is one of the guys, Don Henderson, and all the people over there, really fine people. Come on in, look at the showroom. You'll find some great stuff down there. They're located at 1101 Allen Road, and that's in Troy, Michigan. For further information, telephone area code 810-585 8600. Be sure to ask for Vince Minnelli. Great guy. A lot of good people.
He's been a fine sponsor of ours just about since the beginning, hasn't he?
Certainly.
And, hey, if you like the show, you want to keep it on?
Support.
Go over there and tell him we had a horrible show tonight.
And our other good people are Marty over at Troy Auto Parts. They're located at 8326 East 7 Mile Road. That's in Detroit. Hey, you need an alternator, tires, batteries, or whatever. They had a great auction here on the 18th. Got another one coming up very soon. They're open from 8 to 4, Monday through Saturday. For any parts for your car, give them a call. Area code 313-892-8832. And tell them you heard about it on Jukebox Memories.
You don't need to spell it out. I've heard ugly words before.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
I'll tell you, where do you get these people? Deadbeats in here.
Find them everywhere.
Speaking of deadbeats, tomorrow night... we have the Rockin' Bones from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on...
That's not nice.
No, you can call everybody a deadbeat at Halloween.
Oh, that's
right. That's a compliment,
that's right,
you
that's
see.
Right,
Greg?
Well, absolutely.
If someone called you a deadbeat during Halloween...
I get called that every day. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
You're still in shock from the Senators beating the Redwings.
The senators.
Senators,
he's talking about the Ottawa Senators. They've been beating everybody lately.
Yes, they have.
They are now in first place.
Yes, they beat the Blackhawks, I believe, last night. But let's get back to some music and having a good, fun time down there tonight, Tom.
Don, you got memories.
Well produced. Good job, Tom.
Don't go to mean mouthing him right off. He's trying to live down a bad family name as it is.
Here come my boy. All up in the trees, black and crazy. But I can't understand it. A man turns to a
werewolf. Oh, this sounds like the place, my dear. Follow me, we'll go in through the cellar door.
Kids in Bristol all carry a pistol. When they do, the pistol stop. It's really something when the joint is jumping. When they do, the pistol stop.
The shots are ringing round here every Friday night, my dear. They dance the greatest, and they do it right. But here's the latest, and it's a crazy sight to see.
Here's a pistol, I'll carry a pistol. When they do, the pistol stop. It's really such when the joint is jumping. When they do, the pistol stop.
Started right here in Bristol at a DJ hop. Oh, how they ponied and twisted for the rhythm of the shots. So come on, baby. Now just remember, when they shoot at your feet, you better get the beat. So come on now, jump in line. Your quarters is fine, my dear. But girly girl, I'm warning you, each time you have to do the pistol stop, protect yourself at all times. I'm not going to help you. When they start gunning, everybody jumps. No use running. Everybody around here stomps. So join the fun here. Do this hot shot dance with me, baby.
Kids in Bristol all carry a pistol. When they do, the pistol stop. It's really something when the joint is jumping. When they do, the pistol stop.
Oh, how those shots are ringing here every Friday night. They shoot the greatest and they do it right. So dance the latest. It's a crazy sight.
They're at it again, my dear. Get down here behind the cook to sing with me.
All right, cut that out there. Whatever you are, I'll be back here.
I was a teenage monster.
I was a teenage monster.
Yes?
Let me introduce myself to you, Soapy. The name is Bullet Bregman. I'm just in town scouting new talent. I caught your show last night, and I'm going to sue you.
Sue me? What for?
Well, I was watching the show and almost choked to death.
I know it was funny, but you didn't have to choke to death.
No? You try holding your nose for half an hour. No, listen, I'm just clowning around, Soup. Now, I said to myself, Bullets, here he is, the guy you need for your new horror picture. It came from out of Beverly Hills. Oh, it's going to be a musical monster picture, and you got the face for it.
You want me for a picture? But I'm a terrible actor.
Wonderful. You'll be great. Hey, listen, here's a song that's in it.
Yeah?
Now, here, you learn this and be in my office in the morning. Here's my card. Now, I'll see you in the morning.
But I can't act.
You think you got troubles? I got a goldfish who gets seasick.
A monster picture. Me acting, singing a monster picture. Well, let me see how it goes here.
My baby's got a crush on Frankenstein. She thinks that monster is divine. She says I'd be her Valentine if I had a stiff and jerky walk. If I'd always grunt instead of talk. If I had his look, she wouldn't balk at loving me. A no siree. Another one she digs is Dracula, that old vampire spectacular. To use my baby's own vernacular, his cool, cold-blooded, icy stare, his shiny, patent leather hair, the way his bat wings flap the air. Give her a chill, a kind of thrill. The creature from the Black Lagoon makes my baby swoon. She says that she would dig me so much more if I looked a little more like a dinosaur. Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Crazy, baby.
Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Oh, I dig you.
Well, that's wonderful. Dig one up for me, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Gang, say blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Now you got it. Okay, we got to take care of some business, and then we got to get out of here.
Yes.
It's getting dark in here.
A lot of fun tonight.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, we have a lot of fun, and it's just, time goes by so fast. But we got to do this. Okay, thank you, Tom. We got to do this.
That wasn't me.
I'm going to say hi to all the guys at County Fair.
Yeah,
great
guy.
They're located at 22828 DeQuinder. Go in and see Art, Rob, Yas, any of the guys. They have a buy one, get one free pizzas, different kinds of sandwiches, soups. Beverage prices.
Your favorite liquid refreshments.
Any kind of liquid refreshments you might be looking for. A full line of party supplies. And
you can call in advance.
And you can call in advance. And that phone number is 810-755-7630.
Mention Breeze's pink shoes and what?
You get a free pot.
And what about that main squeeze?
And if you mention Breeze's, Yas's main squeeze, you get a free plastic zip bag.
Fred.
Oh, yes, Fred.
Or Fred.
And that phone number again for call ahead orders is 810-755-7630.
And congratulations on the gentleman having a suit
charm. Congratulations on Peter David, yes.
Congratulations. Thanks to all our fine sponsors. Greg Innes, Bo Brown, the lovely Breeze. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of our little soiree.
We've had a great time tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next week.
Bye-bye now. Would you get the bats out of the studio, please?
Uh-huh.
Musty air. Give me musty air.
When the Beatles came to Frankenstein's town, everybody stopped looking at the monster. So we went to see what they were putting down. He said, I guess that everyone wants to. Oh, we used to be the teenage rage till the Beatles came from across the sea. He said, I think I'll go on stage if I can find three guys. Change. not sorry, so they took him in. Now it's John, Paul, Ringo, George, and Frankenstein.
WHND, Monroe.